school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Unfortunately, not inside the press box today. They stuck me outside, and it is cold here in Humboldt, Kansas, as we're going to get down into the mid-20s this evening. It's number 2, Nemaha Central and the Humboldt Cubs. Jarrett Sluppy with you, hopefully. You can stick it out for this one. This should be a good game for the Thunder, as head coach Michael Glatzik is hoping to get back to the sub-state round for the first time since 2019 when they won the state title. This is a team that is only ranked behind southeast of Saline and is an undefeated 10-0 on the season so far. They haven't allowed more than 15 points since week one in their 35-28 win at Holton, who is still alive in the 3A playoffs. This is the second most recent meeting between these two teams, with actually meeting in the 2019 playoffs that was also in the sectional round, just like tonight's game. That was a 44-28 victory for Nemaha Central en route to, as mentioned, to their state title. This is the 11th straight season that Nemaha Central has made the playoffs, and in those 11 playoffs, they are 16-9, and they are 14-4 against schools not named Rossville. And, of course, they were able to defeat Rossville last week 36-13. It was just their second win in the last seven meetings, with all of those being in the playoffs since 2013. And last week, it was quarterback Braden Uphouse going 8-15. He had 117 passing yards and a passing touchdown. He also had a rushing touchdown on 9 carries for 29 yards. Cooper Hayek had 19 carries for 114 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns in around 17 playing minutes, and that's because he left the game in about the middle of the second quarter, and they are hoping that he's going to be back here today. It was a game-time decision, as told by head coach Michael Glatzik. He told me that the plan was for him to play today, but if the worst-case scenario is that he'll play on defense, it's just whether or not he's going to be able to play on offense here tonight. So keep an eye on that. His brother Carter filled in nicely. He had 21 carries for 132 yards and a rushing touchdown in his absence. Did a very good job, a lot quicker. And that's kind of the pros and the cons between the two. Cooper is more of a bowling ball, run up the middle, get yards after contact. Carter can kind of go wide, take it outside. So he got two different running styles from two very different brothers. And Gavin Kane did a fantastic job at wideout. He had a receiving touchdown on 3 catches for 75 receiving yards. This is a team that has made the sectionals in 6 of the last 8 seasons, but during that stretch they have hit a brick wall, mostly against Rossville. They are 2-3 in sectional rounds during that stretch. All right, we're going to go ahead and send it to a quick break, and we'll come back for more to come. We'll preview this Humboldt team and how they have been able to get here from right here in southeast Kansas. We'll take a break and be back here in a few minutes. You're listening to our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-744-8-1822.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Into more detail about this Nemaha Central team, how they got here. Of course, last week being Rossville and beating Pleasant Ridge 74-6 in the opening round. And we are now in our sectional round with just 8 teams left in each classification. As for individually how the players have done so far, Braden Uphouse, 13 for 22, 184 yards, and 2 passing touchdowns with an interception. As for Cooper Hike, he has 26 carries for 196 yards and 5 touchdowns. As for his brother Carter, he has 23 carries for 200 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. On the regular season plus the playoffs so far, Braden Uphouse is now over 1,000 passing yards. He was able to surpass that mark last week as he has 1,050 on the year. He has 9 touchdowns, 4 picks, 66 out of 105 passes attempted. On the ground, Uphouse, 39 carries, 190 rushing yards, and 6 rushing touchdowns. He's effective when he puts the ball on the ground. Cooper Hike has 202 carries for 1,662 rushing yards. That's 8.2 yards per clip with 34 rushing touchdowns. He also has 131 receiving yards and a receiving touchdown as well. Carter Hayek is the future of this team. He has 37 carries for 353 yards, and he actually is second on the team in rushing despite not getting a whole lot of carries. That's 9.5 yards per clip with his 4 rushing touchdowns. As for Gavin Kane, leading wide receiver, he can pass the 500-yard mark tonight. He's 19 yards short at 481 yards on 21 catches for 4 touchdowns. Also has a rushing touchdown on 14 carries for 117 rushing yards. This is a team really can do it all. They have 3,883 total yards as they average 116.5 over the air and 271.8 rushing yards on the ground. As of right now, they're getting 52.1 points per game and allowing just 10 points per game, right at 10 points per game. And, if you do the math, it's 521-100 on the season. Overall, during this year, it's been 8.2 yards per play and an absurd 1.1 points per play. And to put that into perspective, by the way, 0.5 is considered phenomenal. So it's just the kind of level the offense has been on for the Thunder. I mentioned before the break that their defense has been super good as well. They're only allowing 10 points a game and haven't allowed more than 10 points in a game since that week one win over Holton. And they do it with a ferocious defensive line that averages 6.9 tackles for loss per game and 2.3 sacks per game. And they also can turn you over a lot. They have 17 turnovers on the year with 12 interceptions and 5 fumble recoveries. So winning the turnover battle tonight will be huge for Coach Gladsick's gang. And the Cubs, they do a good job of turning teams over as well. They have 15 turnovers forced, 5 interceptions to 10 fumble recoveries. This is a Humboldt offense that actually has done a better job statistically than Nemaha Central, believe it or not. On the ground, they're averaging 292 rushing yards per game. And that's mainly thanks to Trey Summer. On the year, he has 209 carries for 1,762 yards with 8.4 yards per carry and is averaging 176.2 yards per game with 29 rushing touchdowns. And by the way, he hasn't been held under 100 rushing yards yet this season. We'll talk more about him in just a bit and go into a deeper dive on the Cubs in just a bit. You're listening to pregame coverage of Nemaha Central at Humboldt here on 92.1 KMZA.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. As you gather with family in thankful celebration, please remember to thank the farmers that grow all the bounty you enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
People, products, knowledge, we have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Suther Building Supply in Seneca right now is featuring some specials for you in their Black Friday Countdown Flyer. Featuring hand tools, paint, caulking, DeWalt, and Milwaukee cordless tools, other corded power tools, and supplies you or your handy person might need. Many would make some great gift ideas for the holidays. So pick up a flyer at the store, but hurry. The Black Friday Countdown Specials end November 15th. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca at 105 North 1st Street. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no. Not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
About 2.5 minutes till kickoff. Nemaw Central Humboldt sectional round, Class 2A playoffs. Jared Slovey back with you from Humboldt, home of the Cubs. And speaking of, this is the number 3 seed out of District number 2. They were behind Osage City and Council Grove. And they are the only team in Class 2A to win back-to-back playoff road games. And they're actually just one of 5 teams in all classifications to do so, with the others being Blue Valley Southwest in 5A, St. James in 4A, Columbus in 3A, and Linden in 8-man D1. So this is actually going to be a very interesting matchup because these two teams do have some history. In 2019, these two teams squared off in the sectional round in which Nemaw Central won 44-28. Of course, the Thunder went on to win the state championship. Unfortunately, the last time, well, actually, let's take a look here. The Humboldt Cubs,
Cooking Company and Shinnega,
was in 2018. It was a 24-22 win over Rossville before losing to Riley County 46-16 in the sub-state round. This is a Cubs team that has never won the state title. They have come close in multiple occasions, and they'll look to do it this year if they can stay alive against Nemaha Central. This is a Cubs team that only has 24 kids dressed up tonight, so they are going to have a lot of work to do with just a very small amount of players. Nemaha Central has about double that. As for their head coach, Logan Weirich, in his 8th season, 46-24, not a bad record considering his first few seasons were not very good, but the past few seasons have been very solid. He has a playoff record of 8-5 to this point, and currently, as of right now, 1-0 against teams that are still in the playoffs. Kenny Valley still in the playoffs, the top half of the bracket taking on Sabetha tonight. You can find that on our Sabetha channel at msesports.net. You want to keep that one on while you listen to this one as well. And as for Nemaha Central, if you're wondering, they are 2-0 against teams that are still in the playoffs, with Holton getting that week one win and against Sabetha and Week 8. We're just about to get this thing underway. Looking at Trey Summer last week, 5-for-6, 101 passing yards. Or no, actually, this is for the playoff statistics. 2 passing touchdowns, As for his two playoff games on the ground, 49 carries for 447 yards and 8 touchdowns. Cole Mathis also doing pretty good in the playoffs, 23 carries for 149 yards and a touchdown as well. This is a guy that is a second-year captain and has played all 4 years. Actually, no, I have to take that back. He didn't play his freshman year very much. He did suit up his freshman year, had about 30 yards his freshman year, but has totaled over 5,000 yards, actually 5,001 career total yards in between passing, rushing, and receiving. And he has 3,688 career rushing yards and only had, it was 52 yards his freshman year. So this is a kid that has really been around. And also, by the way, he's a pretty solid stud on the basketball court, averaging 15.4 points per game and 7.7 rebounds per game as well. In the playoffs, Summer has 407 career playoff rushing yards and 14 total career playoff touchdowns, with 3 over the air and 11 on the ground. This is a team that has done a lot of different, they've done a lot of things to get different players the ball. They've had 5 players throw a pass this season. They've had 13 ball carriers, and 9 players have at least 1 reception. So this is a team that can throw a lot of looks at you, but also they have suffered a lot of injuries as well. So as mentioned, they are down to 24 kids here tonight. Other players to look out for: Sam Hole is the leading wide receiver. He has 20 catches for 417 yards and 4 scores. And a couple of defensive players up front: River Kaufman, the defensive end, leads the team with 10 tackles for loss and 38 tackles on the year with 4 sacks. And Jacob Harrington, don't want to throw his way. The safety has 3 interceptions and 45 tackles, which is 3rd on the team. Nemaha Central will be kicking off to the Cubs, and we are getting this thing underway here from Humboldt.
Back number 61, Connor Dieters, the kicker for Nemaha.
And you heard that Connor Dieters is going to be kicking this one away, back to return.
Back deep
for the Cubs are Paul Mathis,
number 15, Cole Mathis,
and Blake Ellis,
number
14, sophomore. No, actually, no. That he was right. I was wrong. That is Slocum, Dakota Slocum, the senior. It looked like at the moment Ellis was going to go out there, but he actually moved up. It will be one of the 4 that are going to be blocking in the second line. And away we go. Straight toe kick that kind of spiraled and then turned into an end over end as he's able to return it to the 5-yard line. Slocum's hit. He gets the 15, breaks a couple tackles, throwing men around. He's at the 25 and spun down at the 29-yard line by Dick Hundley, the senior. Solid start for the Cubs. Beautiful, beautiful turf field. Orange end zones with 8 white lines.
29-yard line.
So here comes Trey Summer, the quarterback that can do it all. He'll be in the gun on this first snap. 2 receivers to the far side. That's Jacob Harrington. And Dakota Slocum on the far side. He'll be a quarterback keeper on the first play, stumbling and barely getting back to the line of scrimmage. I don't know if he actually did get back to the line of scrimmage. As Wade Leonard gets the tackle, and we are underway here in Humboldt. Take a look at the starters for the Nemaha Central defense. The safety is Carter Hike. At cornerback, Gavin Kane and Aiden Brockstrom. Linebacker, Sam Nordis, Cooper Hike, and Blake Stahlbaumer. On the defensive line is Wade Leonard, Holden Bass, Connor Dieters, Abe Hilbert, and Jake Hundley. Run to the right side. Not much gain, but the ball is loose. But I think the Cubs were able to pounce back on it.
But recovered by number 34, Trey Summer.
As Summer
by number 75. Back.
Has 2 carries for a total of 6 yards.
And
now the far side ball marker moved. So it's actually closer to a gain of 5 on that last play after a loss of 1. So it's 3rd and 6. Another keeper. Summer trying to bounce to the outside, and he gets a first down across the 40 and down to the 44-yard line.
Nice.
Gain of 11.
Number 34, Trey Summers. He's tackled by number 1, Jake Hundley, at number 8.
And Summer able to get there for the
first
senior.
First and 10 from the Cubs from the 44-yard line.
Mentioned he is a kid that this team relies on both sides of the ball as a linebacker on the defensive side. Right in the middle of that defense, Cooper Hike. Same thing for Nemaha Central, the vocal leader and the offensive powerhouse. It's going to be the first handoff of the game up the middle to the 48-yard line, gain of 4. That one's from the sophomore Cole Mathis.
He's tackled by number 75.
Take a look at the offense for this Cubs team.
Six for the Cubs.
Trey Sommer, the 6'2", 195-pound senior quarterback. Cole Mathis, the 6'1", 170-pound sophomore running back. The wide receiver, it's Quentin Heisler, the 6', 150-pound senior. And Sam Hull, the big fella, he is 6'5", standing at 195 pounds, and is a junior. Here's a handoff left side, and taken down across midfield to the 49 for Mathis. It's a gain of 3.
Good for 3 yards.
On the other side of the field is Jacob Harrington, a wide receiver. He's 6'140" as a sophomore. And on that offensive line, oh, also failed to mention, Dakota Slocum is at tight end. He's at 6'3", 185 as a senior. And from left to right on the offensive line is Maddox Johnson at 5'9", 200. William Cobalt at 6'1", 200. Both are seniors. Kyler Isbell, he is a 5'9", 210-pound sophomore, as now it is third and short. He's a keeper to the left side and not going to get there. Gain of nothing from Summer. And on that right side of the D-line, or that offensive line, is Garen Goodner at 5'9", 230, the junior. And River Kaufman, the 6'1", 205-pound senior. So it is fourth and three from the Nemaha Central 49-yard line. Let's see what they do here. No pass attempts yet by Summer. They get the play call from Coach Weirich. Look at their play cards. Five wide receiver sets. Here we go. Looking to throw. Summer looking to throw over the middle. That ball is almost intercepted as it's broken up. Incomplete by Aiden Brockstrom. That is his fifth pass deflection of the season. He leads the team in PBs now with that breakup. And Emaw Central gets good field position on the turnover on downs. Now we get to see Cooper Hike, Braden Uphouse, and the Nemaha Central offense as Hike is in at running back. Mentioned that he would be playing at linebacker. It was whether or not he was going to be good to go at running back. That's what Coach Gladstick told me before for the game. So he is good to go, and here we go. And it's a run up the middle. Solid gain for Cooper of 6 yards. That is the first play from the scrimmage of the game for the Thunder.
Good for about 6 yards. Bring up second down and four.
Gavin Kane needing just 19 yards to get to the half millennium mark at 481. Here's another run up the middle by Hike. Gets hit and stays alive. Gets to the 40. First down. Gain of 5. So 11 yards on 2 carries for Cooper Hike. Scoreless with 7:52 left to go in the opening quarter.
Contact made by number 14.
Your score is brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview.
The first and 10 from the 40 for the Thunder.
So it's first and 10 from the Cub 40-yard line. Run to the left side on a sweep and a solid gain about 7 from Wade Leonard, his first touch of the day.
Number 27, Wade Leonard on the carry. He's pushed out of bounds by number 17, Sam Holt.
So they're going to say that was a gain of 9 as he's taken down out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Solid gain from the wideouts. Came into this game with just 8 carries. It's his ninth of the season. He leads the team in receptions with 23. With 262 yards and 3 receiving touchdowns. Uphouse in the gun from the far hash. Hand off. Left side. Nice spin move by Hike. And gets the first down. Stays alive to the 25. And taken down at the 24-yard line for a gain of 7. Cooper Hike. Solid start so far. 3 carries for 18 yards.
He's brought down by number 77, River Kaufman, and number 17.
So move the chains as he gets to the 24-yard line. Continue to work from the far side hash. Aiden Brockstrom is going to go ahead and switch sides of the field. From the near side to the far side. Gavin Kane split out wide to the near side, the lone receiver on this side. Hike sitting to the right of Uphouse. Takes a snap. Flag on the play. Blowing it dead. First penalty marker of the contest. And it's an offsides against Humboldt.
Offsides on the cut.
And if you're Humboldt, you cannot have 3 yards in this game against this very good Nemaha Central offense that is already capable of getting a lot of yards. I mentioned they have 271 rushing yards per game. So now it's 1st and 5 from the Humboldt 19-yard line. Nemaha Central looking to get on the board first. 6:14 to go in the opening quarter. We are still scoreless. Uphouse, pump fakes, throws in the slot to Cooper Hike, and Hike's not going to get very much. I'm staying in the flat, not the slot. And I think that's going to be a gain of nothing. They'll give him a half yard, so call it 2nd and 4.
By number 13, Dakota Slocum, William Kodak, and Logan Payne.
A good defensive play by the Cubs. This is the Cubs team, as mentioned, that has turned over their opponents 15 times on the season with 10 fumble recoveries and 5 interceptions. And, of course, playing in a Southeast Kansas, or down there, they like to run the ball a lot, not a whole lot of passing. And immediately met at the in the backfield, and getting away is Hike, but then thrown down in the backfield for a loss. That was Kyler Isbell who got the hit, but Hike was able to get away from it for a brief moment, but it'll be a loss. I think it's taken down at the 21-yard line, a loss of 3. Isbell rushed with nobody touching him, so it's 3rd and 7. After a 1st and 5. From the near side hash now. Nobody on the near side. 3 receivers set to the far side. Hike goes out and around. Here's the throw over the middle. Kane is open, and it is caught for the touchdown. Gavin Kane snags it. He has over 500 yards on the season and gets his 5th touchdown of the year. What a dime from Braden Uphouse. And Nemaha Central strikes first. Fantastic route run as well by the senior. Got away from his defender almost immediately. And in the end zone, making the catch. Thunder going for 2 here. Lining with everybody over to the far side. Just 2 men on the line of scrimmage. Quick throw out to Leonard, and he's in.
Good. By number 27.
8-0 Nemaha Central strikes first here in our game of the week sectional round of the Class 2A playoffs. We'll be back here in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com. Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Gavin Kane, 21-yard receiving touchdown on a 51-yard drive with 4:43 remaining in the first quarter. That drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu as Wade Leonard caps off the 2-point conversion. And at Humboldt, we'll get the ball back for the second time today after getting a turnover on downs at the Nemaha Central 49-yard line. It was a 4th and 3 play that was blown up. Peters boots this one, and Slocum drops it in the end zone. He'll have to return it. No, they're going to say that he doesn't have to. I guess because he first touched it up in the end zone, that is why. That was my fault on that. 4:41 now left to go in the opening quarter.
At the 25-yard line.
Trey Summer back out on the field after solid start to the drive, but unable to make a play on 4th and 3. A throw over the middle was broken up. Fantastic play by Aiden Brockstrom. As mentioned, it was his 5th pass deflection of the season. So 1st and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Welcome to the backfield. with Mathis. Mathis gets the carry, and he stuffed his line of scrimmage for no gain.
That carry is number 15, Cole Mathis.
He's a sophomore. He's had a pretty good season this year for Humboldt, and he'll be somebody they rely on heavily moving forward as he already eclipsed the 500-yard mark. He has 548 rushing yards, three touchdowns, and nearing already 100 carries. Needs four more to get that 100-carry mark on the season. Also has two receiving touchdowns as well. In motion, Slocum on the jet sweep, coming to the near side, receives the ball. He's hit hard at the 25, taken down at the 27.
Number 14, Dakota. Slocum on the carry.
So Slocum with his first touch of the evening. That'll be a gain of seven as Jake Hundley gets the tackle.
Stab, Abbott. Brings up third and three for the Cubs.
First down marker right at the 30-yard line. Brody Gunderman in the game at the bottom of the timeline. Here is a keeper up the middle and nothing doing for Summer. He'll get no gain.
Number 34,
his second straight carry of no gain.
Made it back to the line.
That makes it fourth down and three. We'll see what they do here. Looks like they might be bringing out punting unit, and by that meaning a couple players. That'll go down the field, try to make a tackle, but it will be Summer. He'll be punting it away. He stands at the 16-yard line. Getting ready to boot this one to Gavin Kane, who stands at the Nemaha Central 40-yard line to return this punt. Brisk evening, temperature below freezing, as this snap goes way above Summer's head. It goes into the end zone. He's going to be able to bobble it, and it is going on in the end zone, and that's going to be a safety. What a turn of events.
Results in a safety for Nemaha.
So Nemaha Central is up 10-0, and they'll get the ball back as well. So 2:41 left to go in the opening quarter. Nemaha Central is now up 10-0. Sectional round of the Class 2A playoffs. Thunder trying to get back to the sub-state round for the first time since 2019 when they won the whole thing. And they are on the right track to do so. They keep this up. As your scoring update brought to you by Whole House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Whole House vehicles have you seen today? WholeHouseAutoHouse.com. So it's going to be a free kick from Humboldt at the 20-yard line, so it'll be great field position as well. Putting this away will be Maddox Johnson. No, he's actually, beg your pardon, he's going to be... He actually just put that on the tee. I'm not quite sure what they're doing here. Summer is kind of standing by the ball.
Number one, Jake
Hundley. Let's see what they do here. So it is Johnson who boots it away. And that's going to be returned at the 46-yard line on the far sideline, taken across midfield, spun down. Should make out the number of that. I think that was Aiden, or no, that wasn't Bellcamp, the bigger part. That was Carter Rottinghouse at the Humboldt 46-yard line. It's a great field position. They're going to stay closer to the 46. 7-yard line. Make it 48. Let's just keep going up. So their last possession, they started at their own 49. Now they get it to Humboldt's 48 in their second possession of the game. Chance to really make a statement in this opening quarter. Gavin Kane getting a 21-yard receiving touchdown on the first drive of the game on a beautiful throw by Braden Uphouse. Kane got free in the middle of the field. From the far hash, first play of the drive is a handoff, hike right side, he's got room. He's at the 40 in the secondary, crosses the first down marker, and he gets a gain of 10 at the 38-yard line. Longest run of the game from Cooper Hike. He's got five carries for 25 yards. that opening round playoff game. Hike actually had 7 carries. That's because they ended up winning that game 74-6. And Carter Hike only had 2 carries, and both of them were touchdowns. Handoff of the middle. Hike is taken down in the backfield for a 2-yard loss. Nice ankle tackle.
Number 8.
That was Maddox Johnson, I believe. That was on the tackle.
Tackle to the left by number 50, Maddox Johnson.
And the PA announcer confirming. So loss of 2. That is the second tackle for loss for Humboldt. Makes a 2nd and 12 from the 40. Uphouse, once again, in the gun. 2 receivers far side. Man in motion is Leonard. They hand it off to him on the sweep. Gets the 35 and taken down from the back of the jersey at the 31-yard line. So gain of 9 by Wade Leonard. Had a 9-yard run earlier in the quarter. He duplicates that again and moves the chains.
The run is a first down for the Thunder.
Oh, I have my math wrong. Sorry about that. He gets from the 40 to the 24-yard line, so this is a gain of 16. So my math way off on that one. First and 10. Handoff Hike, left side, gets hit, taken down for a gain of 3.
Number 8, Super Hike on the carry.
At the 23-yard line.
Initial contact, number 7, Logan Page.
So 2nd and 7 with less than a minute to go in the first quarter, with 53 seconds to be exact. From the Humboldt 23-yard line on 2nd and 7. Working from the far side hash once again. Kane isolated on the right side. Hand off. Right side gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Stays alive momentarily and now taken down for a gain of 1. Done a good job so far not allowing the explosive run. Besides that Leonard 15-yard run, only one, that is the only run that's been more than 10 yards.
Number 8, Cooper Hike.
Still needing to prevent some of those 5, 6, 7-yard runs that they have been giving up.
Number 56, Garen Goodner.
This could be the last, that last play could be the last play of that first quarter, as there is 9 on the game clock and 13 on the play clock. See if they do run a play. They will, with 3 seconds left. Running to his right is Uphouse, looking to throw downfield. He's going to tuck it and run it, and he gets taken down out of bounds to the 19-yard line. And that is going to be the end of the first quarter. So a touchdown to Gavin Kane and a safety as Nemaha Central up 10-0 after our first 12 minutes of the game. We'll send it to a break. We'll be back here in our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Fall is a great time to start considering seed options for the next season. Ag Partners Co-op is your local lead for seed and boosting bushels. Their expert agronomy account managers are committed to providing the best seed genetics with unbeatable placement and top-notch treatments to guarantee you'll grow a crop that will make your neighbors jealous. Start achieving your goals and grow your business. Contact the pros at Ag Partners Co-op to lock in seed orders early and maximize discounts and savings. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
KMZA.
Nemaha Central leading Humboldt 10-0 as we flip the field. 21-yard touchdown reception by senior Gavin Kane, and a safety on a bad snap on a punt from Humboldt is how we've gotten here so far. This is our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. So Uphouse will work from the far side hash. So I don't have to come to my feet to see the end zone and being blocked by the press box. I'm not inside the press box. I'm outside as we are in sub-30-degree weather here in Humboldt, Kansas. Uphouse takes a snap, rolls to his left, taking off, gets the 10, and out of bounds around the 7-yard line. and some extracurriculars after the play. Nothing coming of it, though.
He's pushed out of bounds by number 17, Sam Holt. There is a penalty on the play.
Oh, there is a penalty, I've been told by the PA announcer. As it stands right now, it's a 12-yard carry. And it's a penalty against Humboldt. It was not a very confident call by the official. That wasn't a very confident hand signal by the official. So I think that maybe they took the flag off because it looks like that it's still at the, and by the way, it had the yardage wrong. It's at the 4-yard line. So I think it was maybe a 5-yard penalty. Here's a bounce to the outside on the reverse and a touchdown. Gavin Kane, the second of the day, this time doing it on the ground. And Omaha Central is up now 16-0. So after that kind of confusing play, I think it was, there was a 5-yard penalty that moved it from the 9 to the 4-yard line. So at least that's what I believe happened. Didn't get any sort of indication from anyone. But either way, Omaha Central is on the board. Going for the two-point conversion. Snap is to the near side, Leonard. And it's a wide snap, and everybody's able to swarm and take down Leonard for a failed two-point conversion. But either way, Gavin Kane gets a second touchdown of the day, a 4-yard run this time. And Omaha Central is up 16-0. We'll step aside for a minute here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel. Gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at WanklandOil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Here's the kickoff as we are back underway. Return to the 10-yard line by Slocum. He goes right up the middle, gets all the way to the 31-yard line. Solid return by Dakota Slocum. That ended up being a 48-yard drive that was capped off on a 4-yard rushing touchdown from Gavin Kane with 11:47 left to go in the second quarter, as a two-point conversion was no good. The driving summary brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. So the Cubs offense back on the field, Trey Sumner trying to get something going, as he has been stymied by that very stingy Omaha Central defense that hasn't allowed more than 15 points to an opponent since that week one win against Holton. Summers in the gun, takes a snap, takes a handoff, it's a keeper, right side, gets hit, and taken down for a gain of 3. They're going to say that they started this drive at the 30 and on the 31. So Summer gets to the 33-yard line, it's 2nd and 7.
Bring up 2nd down and 7 for the Cubs.
Just a fantastic job by the Thunder to keep it rolling after they got the safety. Take advantage of the good field position as they've gotten the ball at the 46 and the 49-yard line and the 48-yard line to start things off, and they've gotten touchdowns on both drives. Sumner, keeper to the left side, gets to the 35, and taken down at the 37.
Back carrier number 34, Trey Sumner.
So gain of 4. He makes his third and manageable.
Tackled by number 75.
That's and we have an injured Cub on the field, it looks like. We'll go ahead and step aside for a quick break. You're listening to our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA. I guess we'll go and keep it right here as an injured player after that second down run. Not able to identify the injured Cubs. Third and two is what it'll be with 10:50 left in the second quarter. Area games going on this evening. Axtell and Osborne. Last I checked, Axtell, not a significant lead at the break like we thought it would be, but looks like last we had was 22-6. That was at the half. The game started at 6, so I'm sure it's probably a little bit further along. And also, Cunningham is currently dominating Wetmore, unfortunately, in the second quarter. 36-6 is the last score we had there. Cardinals have been such a great season so far. Also, three Rock Creek turnovers in the first quarter as Andale leads 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. It's not an area game, but a score there for you as we start to have a limited amount of games and so we want to go ahead and give you an out-of-area game. By the way, that injured Cub is Kyler Isbell, number 54 for Humboldt. The 5'9", 210 sophomore plays linebacker for this Cubs defense. And also on offense is on that offensive line as well. And it looks like it's a left leg injury, and he's not putting very much weight on it. So hopefully he'll be okay moving forward, and we'll keep an eye out on him. He comes back out on the field, but it does not look good. He's not putting very much weight on it at all. So it's third and two for the Cubs from their own 38-yard line, 10:49 left to go in the second quarter. Man in motion, and that is going to be hit off to Mathis, and I don't think he got it. In fact, he actually lost a couple yards on that third and two, making it fourth and four. So decision time for Coach Weirich.
Tackled by number nine.
And it's not really in great position to go for it. And it looks like they will not, as Summer is retreating to try to punt this one away, hoping for a successful snap. As mentioned, the last snap went way over the head of Summer and into the end zone for a safety. Okay, Summer tried to squeak it out of the end zone and put it at the one-yard line, but the official marked it down. As that snap is very soft, it goes to him, but he pulls it down and runs it. He's got the first down. He's at the 45 in midfield and taken down at the 45-yard line of Nemaw Central. To me, it did not look like it was a designed fake. It was just a very soft snap. Nemaw Central rushed him and was able to get all the way to first down. So a 17-yard run for Trey Summer. And there was three Thunder guys that were there to try to take him down. And certainly if he tried to punt it away, which, again, it looked to me like it was intended to be a punt, it would have certainly been blocked. It looked like that's what Nemaw Central was trying to do, is go after the block and not really try to take down Summer. That was just a very, very high-arcing, soft snap. So first and 10 from the Nemaw Central 45-yard line. Here's a hit off to Slocum on the jet sweep, and he stays alive for 10 yards. It's a first down.
Nice run there by number 14.
So momentum now for the Cubs. Trying to get their first points of the game. Best field position they've had all day. They're now at the 35-yard line of Nemaw Central. 9:53 to go in quarter number two. 16-0. Nemaw Central leads Humboldt. That score update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Gavin Kane, wide receiver for Nemaw Central, has two touchdowns, one over the air and one on the ground. But Humboldt, again, trying to answer. Takes a snap, takes a handoff. Summer, keeper, far side. Taken down by Leonard in the backfield alongside Abe Hilbert.
Number 34, Trey Summer.
That is a big loss.
He's tackled by number 77.
Not quite as big as I thought. Loss of three.
And 27, Wade Leonard.
But either way, significant loss, I guess you could say, considering how the momentum was starting to shift in favor of the Cubs. Now they might have a chance to stall this drive out as the Nemaw Central defense gets a tackle for loss. That is their third of the game. I mentioned they average 6.9 tackles for loss per game. Second and 13, and a whistle and a timeout is going to be called by Coach Weirich. With 8:47 left to go. We'll go and step aside for 30 seconds. Back in a bit here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
KMZA.
16-0, Nemaha Central leads at Humboldt. 8:47 left to go in quarter number two, sectional round of the Class 2A playoffs. Second and 13 coming up for the Cubs. Summer with three men in the backfield. Take the handoff, rolling to his right. Summer looking to throw, throwing downfield. It's under a thrown, and it is almost intercepted, intended for Slocum and broken up by Carter Hike. Well done by the freshman.
Bring out third down at 13 for the Cubs.
That is his third pass deflection of the season. It'll be interesting to see if Hike, if he starts to get a little bit bigger, maybe he switches positions, goes to linebacker like his brother, or maybe even cornerback. Or maybe he stays at safety. Not quite sure. It'll be very interesting. He definitely has the speed to go from side to side. Here's third and 13. Rolling to his left now, throwing towards the end zone. That ball is going to be caught and into the end zone for a touchdown. Sam Hold, a 6'5 junior, a 38-yard touchdown, and Humboldt is on the board. First completion of the game for Trey Summer. Summer only threw the ball twice last week in their 26-21 road upset against Osage City. Now a chance to make this a one-score game if they convert this two-point conversion. They're going to run the same formation that Nemaha Central does with the line of scrimmage on the far side. And Slocum looking to throw it, rolling to his right, and he's going to throw it to the back of the end zone. Interesting decision, but either way, it is incomplete. And it remains 16-6. And so that is a big stop on a two-point conversion for Nemaha Central, leading that one even a two-score game. Send it to a break for 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Double the joy! Double the joy!
Double the joy! Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend, and you get $40, and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year, and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
KMZA.
Humboldt gets their first score of the game on a 38-yard touchdown reception to Sam Hull, and it is 16-6. That drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Two-point conversion was no good. The snap went
number seven.
From the line of scrimmage to Summer, and he tried to run to the right, where the entire offensive line was on the far side, unable to run it back, get a throw into the end zone as it was over the head of his intended target, Dakota Slocum. Here's the kick away. It's a short one. It's going to roll the 20-yard line, picked up by Rottinghouse. He'll bring it back to the middle of the field from the near side. He'll be taken down for a loss of 3 yards on the return.
By number
so, by far the worst field position of the day for Nemaha Central. They'll start it with it at their own 17-yard line.
And number 15, Cole Mathis.
But Humboldt's defense has not gotten a stop yet.
For the
and I'm sure they would love to get one right here as the momentum's starting to shift in this game. It all started on a quote-unquote fake punt. It looked to me like it wasn't a designed fake punt, but Summer had three guys rushing him, so he pulled it down and ran for it, and he got a first down on a fourth and long, and was able to keep the drive alive, and resulting in a 38-yard passing touchdown to the 6'5 junior Sam Hull. Handoff right side. Cooper Hike gets to the 20. Upended and now just keep staying alive. Driving his legs. The glow, the plate dead. I think it's a little bit too early. He landed at the 27-yard line, but they whistled him down at the 24-yard line. So gain of 7, still respectable. This Hike, 9 carries for 34 yards.
6-yard gain on the play will bring up 2nd down and 4.
Make that 33 yards, they call it closer to a 6-yard gain. There's the snap. Hike again. Left side this time, goes towards the middle, gets the first down at the 30, and taken down right at the 30-yard line for a gain of 7.
On the carry. Initial contact by number 14, Dakota Slocum.
The Cubs don't seem to quite have an answer for Cooper Hike, as is pretty much everybody in the entire state that has gotten to
from the 30.
Compete against him. He's just able to stay alive, churn those legs, some of the strongest legs you'll see. That lower half just so strong, able to keep himself upright and keep those legs moving. Uphouse looking to pass now as he pulls it, runs to the left, and he'll try to just throw it away, and he will. He was only about 5 feet away from the out-of-bounds line. He just flipped it across the line of scrimmage, and it'll be 2nd and 10. That is the first incompletion for Braden Uphouse. He was 2 for 2 with 22 yards and a touchdown for that. Clock stops with 7:05 left to go in the first half. I'm sure both teams more than ready to go warm up at halftime, myself included. From the 30, Uphouse takes a snap, handoff Hike up the middle. It's hit, keeps his legs moving, able to get 4 yards after contact, gets to the 34-yard line.
Good for 3. Bring us 3rd down and 7.
That's our gain of 4. It's 3rd and 6.
Tackles made by number 56.
The clock starting to continue to wind down.
River Kaufman.
Looks like this is going to be one of those drives that will take up a lot of clock. They might be able to run this down to 0 if they keep it up at this pace. But they got to convert on a 3rd and manageable. Right here. Pick handoff. Uphouse tucks it and throws it on an option read, and he has it for a 1st down to Aiden Brockstrommen.
Pass is complete to number 12.
Gain of 7 on that
Aiden
play.
Brockstrommen.
Beautiful play design by Coach Glatzik.
Pass is good enough for a 1st down.
And they executed that perfectly.
From the 31 for the
Aiden Brockstrommen. First catch of the day is 6th of the year. Hand off, and Hike is thrown down at the 43-yard line.
He tackled by number 13.
For a gain of just 2. Good to see them mix it up a little bit there, and I think a handoff definitely would have given them a chance, but relying it on the right arm of Cooper Hike, of Braden Uphouse. And by the way, that was actually Carter Hike that actually got that last carry. Wearing number 6, 8-6, very close, very similar with the two fonts. The throw is incomplete. They're going to say that it was a forward pass, very close to being a lateral. So after a 2-yard carry by Hike and incompletion, makes it 3rd down and 8. That was Carter Hike's 38th carry of the season. As mentioned, he is 2nd in the team in rushing.
Come on, Cubs fans, let's hit him.
3rd and 8 from the far hash, from their own 43-yard line. 3 receivers to the near side. Uphouse in the gun. Drops back to pass. Looking to throw. Near side. Pumps. He's going to take off. And he's got the 1st down across the 15 to the 45-yard line, taken down at the humbled 44-yard line. 13-yard carry for Braden Uphouse. And that keeps the drive alive with 5:18 left to go in the 2nd quarter.
By number 50, Maddox Johnson.
And they're going to hustle up to the line of scrimmage here. Uphouse is going to go under center for the 1st time today. Hand off. Carter Hike, right side. And no, Uphouse kept the ball. He got taken down in the backfield for maybe a loss of four. Max Johnson got to him.
Number 50, Maddox Johnson.
What a day he's having.
Greg got second and 13.
I'll say it's a loss of three, second and 13. And that was kind of strange. Went from... They had Uphouse go under center for the first time, and now they're going to switch him back to being in the gun, and Cooper Hike on the sideline right now. Don't do his right. Uphouse under pressure. Throws it away.
Pass incomplete.
Mentioned that Cooper Hike left the game in the second quarter last week.
And 13 for the Thunder.
And got to hope that he didn't re-aggravate whatever injury he had. He is over on the sideline. He's standing up. I do see him. Helmet is on. He has 11 carries for 44 yards on the day. It's not nearly as efficient as he typically is. Again, he had that injury last week, maybe kind of affecting that. Uphouse looking to throw, and that ball is going to be caught by Kane at the 37-yard line. It gets across 35, spun around, still alive, and picking out the 31-yard line for a first down. What resilience by the senior Gavin Kane on a 16-yard reception. His second of the day, and that moves the chains yet again. Brayden Uphouse had to run a mile to get Kane open. So it's first and 10 with 3:57 now left to go as the clock continues to wind down. Carter Hike in the backfield. Rockstroman and Kane, the wideouts. Hike hurdles over a couple guys, and a flag comes in. Hike is taken down at the 29-yard line.
Carter.
Gain of two. Let's see what this flag is. It came in from the official from behind the play. It's going to be a holding penalty against Nemaha Central. That is going to be their first of the game. So that will make it first and 20, backing them up to the 41-yard line. So Carter Hike in the game.
Down and 20 for the Thunder.
Number six. I think that actually is Cooper. It's really hard to tell. The font makes it very difficult to see if it's a 6 or an 8. Here's a handoff on a jet sweep to Gavin Kane. Gets to the 40, 35, cuts it upfield, and gets tripped up right near the original line of scrimmage. So a gain of 9 for Gavin Kane on the jet sweep. Second carry of the game from Kane. Those just joining us, Gavin Kane, 2 touchdowns on the day, a 21-yard reception from Braden Uphouse, and also a 4-yard rushing rushing touchdown as well.
Second and 10 for the Thunder.
They'll go ahead and say he got a full 10 on that one, so makes it second and 10, almost like nothing happened, from the 31-yard line. Handoff, left side is Carter Hike, and taken down at the 23.
Number 6 on the kick.
So a gain of 8 for Carter Hike.
Carter Hike, he's tackled by number 77, River Kaufman.
Okay, I can see there's a little bit of a space for Carter Hike in terms of the font.
The
so that was Cooper Hike that was in the game earlier. I can see him over there on the sideline. Carter Hike in the game on this third down and 2 from the Humboldt 23-yard line with 2:36 left to go. Empty backfield now. Carter Hike goes in motion from the near to the far side. They'll fake it to him. Uphouse keeps, gets to the 20, and taken down at the 18-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down.
Braden Uphouse, he's tackled by number 13, Jacob Harrington.
So gain of 4 for Braden Uphouse. He has 5 carries for 31 yards on the game. They're now inside the red zone for the second time today. Hike once again in motion, fumbling the ball, diving on it. Who's got it? I think Uphouse has it, and he does.
Thunder on the side. Recovered by number 24, Braden Uphouse.
Almost getting to it was Logan Page, the sophomore from Humboldt, but instead it'll be a loss of a couple by Uphaus. So second and 12, less than 2 minutes to go. Now outside the red zone. Uphaus takes a snap. Carter Hayek, handoff up the middle, has a hole. He's at the 15 to the 10, and taken down at the 7.
Number 6.
What a run by Carter Hayek for 14 yards, his longest of the day. That's his third carry of the evening.
Be first down for the Thunder.
So first and goal from the 7. Under center, Uphaus. Has Kane go in motion, takes the handoff. Option right side, and into the end zone, Braden Uphaus for a 7-yard rushing touchdown. Great response by Nemaha Central after allowing their first touchdown of the game. They get one of their own, and they have still yet to get anything less than a touchdown on their offensive drives. There's 3-for-3, and they're now up 22-6. 1:07 left to go in the first half. That drive goes for 81 yards. They started that one at their own 19. Uphaus rolls to his right on the two-point conversion, throws, that ball is caught to a sledding Gavin Kane, and the two-point conversion is good. It's 24-6.
With a minute 7 left.
We'll go ahead and set it to a break as we now have a 3-score game with 1:07 left to go in the second quarter. It's Nemaha Central 24, Humboldt 6 on 92.1 KMZA.
Is it time for a new television? At Mitchell Appliance and Sonica, we have a great selection of televisions. We have sizes starting at 32-inch and finishing with the 100-inch laser projection TV. We have smart TVs that will simplify your streaming needs. Our Hisense TVs provide you with all the smart television features, and no matter what the size of the room or area you have, we have the models to fit your viewing area. You decide what features you're looking for and stop by, and we can help you choose the right one for you. See us at Mitchell Appliance and Sonica for televisions.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
An 81-yard drive capped off by a 4-yard rushing touchdown by Braden Uphaus with a converted 2-point conversion to Gavin Kane in the end zone on a pass from Braden Uphaus. With 1:07 left to go in the second quarter. That's your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu.
Number 14, Dakota Smith, and number 15, Kyle Mathis.
Nemaha Central will boot it away, trying to get a stop with 1:07 left to go. As for Humboldt, they're going to look for their second consecutive scoring drive. Have to do it in a hurry. Here's a return by Slocum. Has been good on the return game so far. Returns from the 10. This time it gets hit at a 21 and taken down there. Good job by the Thunder special teams. Not allow a significant return. And they'll have to go 78 yards in 62 seconds in order to get on the scoreboard before the halftime. To Trey Summer, after a passing touchdown to Sam Hull of 38 yards on their last possession, is back out on the field. Empty backfield, rolls to his right, four receivers going out. Still looking downfield. That ball's going to be caught at the 38-yard line. It's Hull again. He's at midfield. Stays up for a moment after that and is taken down at the 47-yard line of Nemaha Central. 31-yard pitch and catch. Again, that was Hull. He is the only player that has made a reception so far today, as that is his second completion of the game for Trey Summer. That's 2 catches for 69 yards. So now from the Nemaha Central 47, with 52 seconds left. Again, Summer looking to throw. Steps on the pocket, gets hit, and he's staying alive. Gets away from a couple guys, and throws it as he's hit, and it's broken up downfield. What a good job defensively by Blake Stahlbaumer, knocking that ball down. As the throw didn't have a whole lot on it, he's just trying to get it out before it was hit. Holden Bass almost got to him, but he was able to get away. And it's an incompletion, making it 2nd and 10 with 43 seconds left in the second quarter. Fantastic job by the senior quarterback for Humboldt to stay alive and keep the play going, but that secondary for Nemaha Central. He's able to stifle that play with a deflection. From the 47-yard line, immediately under pressure, dumps it off, and Slocum is taken down for a loss.
Pass complete to number 14.
No protection for the Cubs quarterback. It's a loss of one. The completion to Slocum.
Number 27.
And the tight end on the reception.
And number 16.
Makes it third down and 11 from the Nemaha Central 48. Now he's got protection. Rolls to his left. Summer. Steps up, throws, that ball is caught by Hole at the sticks and for a gain of 12 for a first down.
Timeout, Humboldt.
And Humboldt will call a timeout. So how about Sam Hole? Three catches, 81 yards, and a touchdown on his day so far. And with 13 seconds left, we got a few chances for Nemaha Central on a first and 10. Reminder that we have our halftime show coming up, and it's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. So be sure to stay tuned for that. We'll get you caught up with some of the area games. Still have a few area teams still live. Wetmore at the six-man level. Axtell and eight-man D2. The reigning champs currently up big on Osborne. And also we have some teams at the 2A ranks and 1A ranks as well. And we got a team at the 3A rank as well. How about those Wildcats that this Nemaha Central team beat week one? Sabetha, Caney Valley on the other side of this east substate region. Winner of those two games are going to play next week. So 13 seconds left from the 36-yard line of Nemaha Central. Here's Summer rolling to his right, looking to go for it all. Here's the shot to the end zone, looking for Hole again, and he's got it with one hand. What a catch by Sam Hole. His left hand was occupied trying to fend off his defender, so he followed it in with his right hand. It's a 36-yard touchdown right before the horn. And the Cubs are still alive as we go to the break here in just a few seconds, 5 seconds to be exactly. To 24-12 is now our score. The Cubs are not willing to let this game slip away from them. We'll go for two. Try to make it a 10-point game. And the gun, Summer, takes the snap. Hands it off right side, and Slocum is taken down for a failed two-point conversion. That was Hole, actually, that was thrown down. So 24-12 is our score after the explosive play to Sam Hole yet again. He has two touchdowns in the first half. We'll send it to a break for 30 seconds. Back here in our game of the week on 82.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Ganzaland Radio.
Just 5 seconds left in the first half, and Humboldt went all the way down the field in 57 seconds, 76 yards to be exact. 36-yard receiving touchdown by Sam Hole. He had a catch of 31 yards, 12 yards, and 36 yards on that drive alone. He has four receptions for 117 yards with two touchdowns. That's your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. Returned by Gavin Kane, back inside the 10. Gets the 25 and to the middle. Breaks the tackle, gets to the 30, and spun down to the 35. And that is the end of the first half. So an exciting first half. Humboldt able to come back after being down by as much as three possessions. And now trail by 12. And we'll send it to a break and have your halftime show coming up. Brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. You're listening to Nemaha Central in Humboldt. And once again, our score, it's Nemaha Central 12 meet Yamaha Central 24, Humboldt 12, here in our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
The answer is yes.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is the true value.
November is American Diabetes Month and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Yamaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Yamaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
I still couldn't hear you. It's okay, though.
Kansaland Radio.
At the half, 24-12, Yamaha Central leads Humboldt. Apologies for the loud music here as the cheerleaders are performing. Overall, it was a very successful first half for the Thunder. They started off on a turnover on downs, a stop of the Cubs on a 4th-and-3, an incomplete pass to the right side, and gave Yamaha Central the ball at their own 49-yard line. And they went down the field 51 yards and had a Gavin Kane 21-yard receiving touchdown to go up 8-0 as they were able to convert the 2-point conversion. On the next Humboldt possession, they tried to punt it away, but the snap went over the head of Summer and into the end zone, and it was dove on by Summer for a safety, and they made it 10-0. Next, Yamaha Central possession. It was a 4-yard rushing touchdown by Gavin Kane to get his second score of the day. They were unable to convert the 2-point conversion, making it 16-0 with 11:47 to go in the second quarter. And then Humboldt getting their first score of the day is Sam Hole, the 6'5 junior, got a 38-yard reception for a touchdown to make it 16-6. Then Yamaha Central able to respond with a touchdown of their own with Brayden Uphouse getting another rushing touchdown. That is his seventh of the season for the senior quarterback, and that made it 24-6 as they were unable to convert on the two-point, or they were able to convert on the two-point conversion on a throw to the right side to Gavin Kane. And then Humboldt able to march down the field in just 57 seconds and get a 36-yard bomb to Sam Hole with 5 seconds left to make it 26-12. And that is where we, or excuse me, 24-12. I had written down wrong, but it's 24-12. At the break. Pretty exciting half of football. Looks like it was going to be pretty dominant for Yamaha Central for the first quarter and a half or so, but Humboldt able to spark some big plays and keep themselves alive and get back to two possessions. Let's take a look at our unofficial stats, excuse me, here from the first half. Trey Summer, 5-for-8 with 116 passing yards and 2 passing touchdowns. Excuse me, Sam Hole has 4 receptions for 117 receiving yards and 2 receiving scores, with Dakota Slocum having 1 catch for -1 yard. On the ground, Slocum also has 2 carries for 17 yards. Trey Sumner on the ground has just 9 carries for 31 rushing yards, and Cole Mathis only has 4 carries for 5 rushing yards. As for the Thunder, Cooper Hike has 11 carries for 44 yards. He left the game for a brief moment, and his brother Carter Hike came in. He has 3 carries for 24 yards so far. Also, Cooper had 1 catch for 1 yard. Gavin Kane has 2 catches for 37 yards and a touchdown, 2 carries for 14 yards and a rushing touchdown. Braden Uphouse is 4 for 7 with 45 passing yards and a passing score, as well as a rushing score with 7 carries for 36 rushing yards. Wade Leonard has 2 carries for 24 yards, and Aiden Broxterman had 1 catch for 7 yards. Overall, looking at your first half stats, Humboldt averaging 3.5 yards per carry, and Nemaha Central 5.7, so both significantly lower than their averages. Both are over 8 yards per carry on the season as a whole. And only one penalty for both teams. Pretty clean, no turnovers either. So both teams playing at the highest level that they deserve to be playing at, considering they are in an elite tier with just 8, I think that actually only 6 other teams left in the entire state playing tonight. Overall, it was 142 yards of total, let me go ahead and scroll down to the total yards. That was just for rushing. It is 142 yards of offense. No, I have it wrong. I don't know what I did here. 187 yards. There we go. 187 total yards for Nemaha Central. 169 total yards for Humboldt. And it's just overall been a pretty pass-heavy day for Humboldt and a run-heavy day for Nemaha Central. About what we expected for the Thunder, but Humboldt getting it done over the air is something you could not really say that they've been able to do well for the entire season. And this is a team that averages just barely over 100 yards a game over the air, only 104.7 to be exact over the air per game, but able to get far more than 100 in the first half, able to get some big chunk plays towards the end to get themselves on the scoreboard before the break. And speaking of breaks, we'll go ahead and take one and be back here in a few minutes. We'll try to get you caught up on some of the area scores. So we'll take about a 2-minute break or so. We'll be back here on our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, folks. This is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company. Manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cenex lubricants. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased between November 1st, 2022 through February 28th, 2023 with Cenex gift cards for gallons. See Ag Partners Co-op for qualifying Cenex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. And don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cenex Total Protection Plan. Dependable protection powered locally.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Back here on our halftime show, Jared Sleppy with you. Nemaha Central leading at Humboldt 24-12. Taking a look at a couple of the area scores. Axtell is currently mowing over Osborne 44-6, and that's 44 unanswered points as Osborne actually had the first score of the day, and they are early in the fourth quarter there. However, this will actually likely be, well, it could still be a mercy rule game, but it would be, if the game were to play out until the end, it would be their first non-mercy rule game since week one against Caraparaville, when they won 82-38 there. Also, Cunningham and Wetmore just went final. The Cardinal season ends, and what a year it was as Wetmore falls 58-12 is the final score there. What incredible season for Coach Hanselcheck and his son Dirk. I mean, they're just such a fun team to cover this season, and hopefully more seasons like that to come. In their first year at sixth man this year, it's the first year that Keisha has had their sixth man actually classified this year. I guess that was the right way to say that. But certainly just a fantastic season. Kyler Womack, Dirk Hanselcheck, they'll be back for basketball for the TVL League. And they have some great athletes, and they'll certainly be able to get some wins this year on the basketball court. So we're looking forward to covering them this season as well. As for, speaking of hoops, K-State Hoops got the win, and likely you weren't able to see it because it was on the Pac-12 network, of all places. But K-State wins 63-54. Keontae Johnson, 16 points, 9 boards. And what a day for Keontae. Just a fantastic story. Is nationally getting some recognition for the incredible bravery that he's in just the resilience that he's had to deal with, the adversity that he's going through. He went 6-for-13 from the field, not too shabby for Keontae. Naquan Tomlin, 11 points on his day. He was 4-of-9 shooting overall, 1-of-4 from beyond the arc, still working on that three-point shot. He has a good stroke, just hasn't been able to get him to fall. That was his first three-pointer that he's made of the season so far. Also, Marquise Noel had 13 points, and boy, talk about the passing that the senior point guard has been able to accomplish this season. Had another behind-the-back dime to a cutting Naquan Tomlin for a slam dunk. So the 7 assists again for Marquise Noel. Also, am I reading this right? He had 3 blocks? I'm not quite sure how that happened, but he has 3 blocks. That's pretty spectacular. Also, he had more blocks than turnovers. Only had a pair of those. Love to see that. I did struggle shooting on the day. He was 3 of 11, but he was 6 of 7 from the free throw line. So even on an off night, Marquise Noel double-digit scoring. Pretty good to see that. Tyke Green had a nice end of the first half. He had 8 points on his day in 20 minutes. And overall, K-State able to go 9 deep. And K-State's depth is something they are going to be able to accomplish quite a bit this season. They did announce that Taj Manning, Anthony Thomas, Andrew Colbert are all going to redshirt this season. Colbert was kind of a surprise. He looked really good at the end of the exhibition game against Washburn, but he has been redshirted for this season. We'll get to see him next year, and he was he'll certainly be somebody to keep an eye out on for the future because he certainly has a lot of potential, just a little bit raw. Coming up next for K-State will be a game against Kansas City. That'll be this upcoming Thursday in 6 days. That's going to be a 5:30 tip, and immediately after that, K-State's going to take on number 4 Iowa. And they have that one lights-out shooter that can make shots from like 30 feet deep. It's just, she's a sight to behold. That game will be at 8 o'clock. And how about the K-State women's basketball team? They won at the Milwaukee Brewers American Family Field, defeating Wisconsin 77-63. And K-State women are also 2-0 without Ayoka Lee for the 2022-23 season due to a injury. We'll get her back next year. Possibly. I mean, she could decide to go to the WNBA after the season, but we will see what happens. But she loves K-State, and I have a feeling she's probably going to come back next year in what should be a very good 23-24 season. But K-State basketball combined 4-0 on the season. Mentioned on our website, KU also won last night against North Dakota State. Jayhawks are 2-0 as well. Jalen Wilson, Grady Dick playing very well so far. And I'm telling you, the Big 12 is going to be very interesting this year with K-State being competitive. Then Oklahoma State, they lost last night to Southern Illinois by a pair of points on a game-winning shot with about 25 seconds left in the game. So now both Oklahoma teams are, rather, Oklahoma State's 1-1, but OU was 0-1. They lost to Sam Houston State, of course, in their opening game, an opening night game on last month, or this past Monday. The Big 12 is going to be very competitive. TCU didn't play great in their opening game, but I'm sure it's just kind of early season jitters sometimes, so those early November games can get to you. K-State trying to not let that happen to them here, winning against a Power 5 school on the road, a rare sight over the past 4 years. It's their first time they've done it since their Big 12 championship season, so love to see that. All right, so we are very close to getting things back underway here. Got a few more minutes. Both teams are back out on the field and starting to stretch and get loose and warm up again as they were able to go to their locker rooms and warm up a little bit. Can't say the same for myself. I'm outside here, outside the press box. They didn't have any room for me, unfortunately, but we're doing the best we can. Toes are a little cold, but everything else is good. Try to avoid the shivers a little bit, and you can probably hear it in my voice just a little bit, but should be okay for the second half as, once again, Omaha Central leading Humboldt here in Humboldt 24-12. Let's take another couple minutes to break and come back. You're listening to our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance,
785-336-2040. Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call, Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
Quality nutrition. You can see it in productivity. You can measure it in pounds. At Countryside Feed, quality nutrition is at the center of what they do, providing your animals with the building blocks they need to be productive and profitable. Talk to one of their skilled sales and nutrition professionals to learn what Countryside Feed can do for your cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, horses, or poultry. Visit them in person or online at countrysidefeed.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Omaha Central leads Humboldt 24-12, sectional round, Class 2A playoffs. Jared Slovey back with you from Humboldt, Kansas. Reminder, we will not have a post-game show. We won't have a high school football scoreboard show. We are done with that for the year, but what we will have for you tomorrow, got some K-State football as the Wildcats take on the Bears from Baylor down in Waco, 6 o'clock kickoff, 4 o'clock pregame right here on KMZA. K-State needing to win out and hoping for Texas to lose somewhere along the way once in order to get to Arlington for the Big 12 title game. It'll be the first time K-State will play in a Big 12 title game since 2003. And looking for their first Big 12 championship since 2012. As for KU, their chances of possibly getting to the Big 12 title game are actually still alive, believe it or not. What they need to happen, though, is to win out and have Baylor lose two of their final three games. So they still have to have some things break their way. Either way, we could possibly see a spot in the Big 12 title game decided in the Sunflower Showdown. It's possible, but it is a little bit of a long shot. TCU and Texas, also in that late night window at 6 o'clock, along with Texas Tech and KU. The KU-Texas Tech game is in Lubbock. That one is on ESPN+. They don't even get a national televised game for that one, unfortunately. And as for that TCU-Texas game, that's on ESPN College Game Day there for that one. So Omaha Central is going to receive. They deferred in the opening coin toss.
Back to
So Humboldt will be kicking into the wind as well. The wind has picked up a little bit. Thankfully, the press box blocking it out for me. But still, the two returners, Cooper and Carter Hike both are sitting at the 30-yard line. And this will bounce at the 35-yard line and die. And Dovon at the, it was the 32-yard line.
That's
Carter Hike. Dove on it. And Cooper Hike is back in the game for the offense, it looks like. His brother Carter trots over to the sideline. Carter played most of the second quarter at running back. But Cooper is back. He left last game in the second quarter. Good to see him fully healthy here. Not fully healthy, necessarily, but healthy enough to go today. Gavin Kane, all alone on the far side. Cooper Hike in the backfield. Handoff. Cooper Hike, not much doing that time. A gain of one. Gets to the 33-yard line.
Number 77.
Gets stopped by River Kaufman, the team's leader in tackles for loss with 10, and he gets one there. Well, he doesn't get one there, but it's a gain of 1, so it's 2nd and 9. 11 and a half. Now left to go in the third quarter. 30 seconds has now expired. Uphouse. Hang it off again. Hike left side. Gets to the 35, 40, and take it down to the 41. So a gain of 8 and a first down. Cooper Hike.
Okay.
Or close to a first down, excuse me. 1 yard short. So third and one from their own 41-yard line. Broxton, the lone wide receiver, split out wide to the near side. Going in motion is Kane. Handoff of the middle. Hike, and looks like he's got the first down on a gain of 2. Hike has 14 carries for 55 yards. No touchdowns on his day.
Number 8, Cooper Hike on the carry. He's stopped there by number 56, Garen Goodner.
And Broxman switches now to the far side, and Kane is in the slot. He'll go in motion, and they'll give it to him on the sweep. To the near side, trying to find a crease, and he gets through to the 46 for a gain of 3. Let me get 2nd and 7. Just getting Gavin Kane some touches in a day where he's had 2 touchdowns. He had a 21-yard receiving touchdown, and he had a 4-yard rushing touchdown as well.
Bring up. 2nd down and 7 for the Thunder.
So from their own 46-yard line, Coach Glatzik giving the play signal. Broxman will be split out to the far side. Wade Leonard and Gavin Kane will be on the inside of the hash, and now Leonard now going to the outside of the hash. From the near side. Uphouse takes a snap. Takes the handoff. Uphouse on the read option, gets to the 50. And take it down to the Humboldt 49-yard line as he crosses the field for a gain of 4. Okay. Uphouse on the ground had 7 carries for 36 yards and a rushing touchdown.
And number 56, Garen Goodner.
That makes it 3rd and 2.
Bring up 3rd down and 2 for the Cubs.
Big opportunity to get a stop right here for Humboldt. For Nemaha Central, trying to keep this drive alive, has already killed 2.5 minutes of game time. Here we go on a 3rd and short. Uphouse, handoff, left side Hike. And he has the first down at 45. Gets hit, still alive at the 40. And take it down to the 39-yard line. Gain of 10 by Cooper Hike. That moves the chain.
Saved by number 34, Trey Summers. Runs good for a first down.
Trying to play with a little bit of pace here.
On the 38-yard line.
Three receivers to the near side on this 1st and 10 play. Now some movement on the line. See who moved first. It was Garen Goodner. And Goodner is going to be charged for offsides on the left side of that defensive line. The 5'9", 230-pound defensive tackle. Max Johnson, the other defensive tackle, having quite the day today. Made some nice tackles in the backfield. So it makes a 1st and 5 from the Humboldt 33 with 9:04 to go in the third quarter. Throw to the near side over the head of Gavin Kane, his intended target, and Uphouse talking to Coach Glassick. I think there was some miscommunication on what that play design was.
Somewhere here in the contact, if you find them, please bring them up to the press box.
That makes it second down and five. Trying to type in the stats with a glove that is very thick, so very difficult, but I got it. I'm a professional. Second and five. Five on the play clock. Uphouse now with two on the play clock, just gets the snap off, and Hike runs into his own guy and falls down for no gain. So I think it's third down and five.
For eight, Cooper Hike on the carry. He stopped by
another third down.
Be third down at five for the Thunder.
For this Nemaha Central offense. And more movement, and that was once again Garen Goodner jumping, and that will be a first down. They only had 5 penalty yards in that entire first half, and Goodner does 10 penalty yards all by himself on back-to-back sets of downs. The first and 10 now from the 28-yard line with 8.5 to go. Uphouse from the far side takes a snap. Option, right side, keeper, 25-20, and taken down at the 18-yard line for a gain of 10. That should move the chains.
Number 3, Blake Ellis on the stop. Second and long.
Now they're going to say he only got 9. It was very close to first down. It's more like second and inches here. With 7:43 and counting left to go in this third quarter. Opening drive for both teams. Uphouse breaks through a couple tacklers. Keith gets the first down. He's at the 15 and runs out of bounds at the 13-yard line.
Number 20.
Gain of 6.
Braden Uphouse on the carry. Ran out of bounds.
And by the way, I meant first drive for either team. And it's almost taken up 5 minutes of clock. It's 4.5 minutes. So far in this drive for Braden Uphouse and the gang. Cooper Hike has ran it 5 times in this drive. Uphouse has ran it once. One throw by Braden Uphouse for a completion. For 2 throws, 1 completion, 1 an incompletion. That completion went for 5 yards. First and 10 from the 13. Option right side. Pitch to Hike. Cuts up to the middle. Gets the 10. Stays upright, driving his legs, and gets to the 7.
Number 8, Cooper Hike.
Gain of 6 for the senior running back, Cooper Hike.
He's brought down by number 50, Maddox Johnson, and number 77, River Kaufman. Second down and 5.
He, earlier in this game, passed the 1,700-yard mark on the year at 1,662 coming in. He has 71 yards today. Hand off Hike, left side as a hole, and he is in for the end zone. His first rushing touchdown of the day, and Nemaha Central is up 30-12. This one coming from 8 yards out. That drive eating up 5 minutes and 8 seconds of clock with 6:52 left to go in the third quarter. They'll go for 2. So far, they are 2 for 3 on 2-point attempts. Keeper up house in the middle, and he's got it.
2-point conversion by number 24.
32-12, our score in Nemaha Central. Hoping to pull away here in the second half. You're listening to our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
KMZA.
First rushing touchdown of the day, an 8-yard rushing touchdown with 6:52 left to go in the third quarter. On a 63-yard drive that takes up 5 minutes and 8 seconds, with a 2-point conversion being good, a Braden Uphouse rushing 2-point conversion. Your drive summary brought to you by HighlandCC.edu. Close to home, far from debt, online, HighlandCC.edu. Thanks to Highland Community College and all of our great sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. That's 32-12. Thunder will be kicking it away to the Cubs, and they'll get their first crack at it in the second half. Dieters boots this one away. Slocum returns it at the 4-yard line. Goes up the middle, looking to go towards the right side of the right hash, gets hit and met and taken down at the 20-yard line.
Dakota Slocum on the return. Up to the 20-yard line.
We approach the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour now.
First and 10.
Game has gone by pretty quickly.
Tackle was made by number 4, Dan Wilson. And number 50.
Sectional round, Class 2A playoffs. Winner goes to Substate. Both teams haven't been to Substate in a few years. 2018 the last time for Humboldt, 2019 for Nemaha Central. First and 10 for Trey Summer and the Cubs offense. Summer, direct snap keeper, left side, and gain of 3. Opening play of the possession for the Cubs. First half, 9 carries, 31 yards for Summer on the ground. On a season where he hasn't been held under 100 rushing yards in the game. Averaging 172.6 yards per game on the year. Over 5,000 yards in his career as a whole. And now Summer looking to throw it downfield, trying to throw it in the middle. Batted down. Cooper Hike almost had an interception. That throw was right at his belt height. Kind of an odd spot as his hands were starting to go up, trying to bat it down. So after that incompletion, it's 3rd and 8. As they said, that first down play by Summer was actually a 2-yard run, not a 3-yard run. From their own 23-yard line with 6:06 left to go in quarter number 3. Needing a big play right here to keep things going. And now they have Blake Ellison at quarterback. He's going to look to throw it as he rolls to his right. Fires off of his back foot on the run, kind of an awkward throw, and it's low and incomplete. And that time was looking for Jacob Harrington. That makes it 4th and 8. So it looks like they are going to be punting it away. And you got to wonder if maybe Summer got hit in a bad area because he's over on the sideline. He normally punts it. As mentioned, he was not in on that last play. Is his helmet off over here on the sideline?
Timeout.
And timeout has been called by the Cubs. We'll take it with them. 30-second break on the 4th and 8 coming up here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Double the joy! Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend, and you get $40, and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year, and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/double the joy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Kansaland Radio.
6:01 to go in quarter number three. Yamaha Central leads 32-12 over Humboldt, and the Cubs are going to boot it away here. The Trey Sumner, the quarterback who normally punts for Humboldt, over on the sideline. He also missed that third down play, as that one is kicked away by Mateo Miller. That one was returned at the 41-yard line of the Cubs by Carter Hike. So great field position for Yamaha Central coming up in this next drive. Yamaha Central has not punted, and they haven't turned the ball over yet. They are 4-for-4 on touchdowns today. They also got a safety as well.
First and 10.
Punting has been a bit of a journey for Humboldt so far today. The first attempt was a snap that was over the head of Sumner. On the second attempt, the snap was into the hands of Sumner, but he looked up and he had three Thunder players right in his face, so he took off running and got the first down, kept the drive alive, and got a touchdown. They've gotten a couple punts off since then, but those first two, it's a very strange series of events. Dropping back to pass. Up house on first down, going for it all on the first play. He's got Kane in stride, but he drops it. Hit him on the shoulder pad. It was a little underthrown, but still had stride for stride with Mateo Miller and just hit him on his right shoulder pad, and it's incomplete as it falls harmlessly to the turf. Missed opportunity that time for Yamaha Central. First drive of the half went 5 minutes and 2 seconds for a touchdown by Cooper Hike. And he is back in the game for the second drive of this third quarter. Gavin Kane will try it again. He'll be on the near side hash. Spit out wide. Leonard in motion. Gets the carry to the right side. Breaks the tackle at the 40. Gets to the 35. And getting through a couple of defenders to get to the 27-yard line. So again, at 14 by Wade Leonard. He's been very efficient when he's gotten touches. That's his third carry for 38 rushing yards.
Wade Leonard.
He is the leader in receptions, but he doesn't have any of those today. So first and 10 from the Cub 27-yard line. Some motion, and it's going to be another penalty from Humboldt. That's going to be Wilson Cobalt this time. That is the fourth offside of the game, third of this half and quarter. Well, I guess since it's the third quarter, obviously, it's the third of this half. First and 5 from now the 22-yard line, 5:20 and counting left to go in this third. Broxterman checking into the game for Yamaha Central. Junior wide receiver with a reception today. And now a timeout is going to be called by Coach Gladzik. Doesn't like what he sees as there was just 1 second left on the play clock. We'll step aside for just 30 seconds and come back here with your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Have you been searching for new appliances? Joe Mitchell here to let you know we've been able to build up our selection of appliances. It's been a slow process, but deliveries of our orders have improved. We appreciate your desire to shop locally, and remember, when you buy from Mitchell Appliance, we will provide service on your appliances long after the sale. Let us know if you're looking for something special, or stop in and see our improving selection of appliances at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the break, Yamaha Central gets the ball at the Humboldt 22-yard line. They lead it 32-12 with 4:59 left to go in quarter number three. Both teams starting to get to the sub-state round of the Class 2A playoffs as they await the winner of Sabetha and Caney Valley. Last I checked, Sabetha had a pretty heavy lead on the Bullpups. And we will look to possibly see a rematch of the Week 8 game between Sabetha and Yamaha Central. Option left side up house on first and 5 gets dragged down for a gain of 1. And the Humboldt, on the Humboldt sideline, not happy about something at the end of the play. But either way, after that 1 yard carry, makes it 2nd and 4.
Tackled by number 77, River Cosmas.
So from the 21-yard line, is a long force, closer to 5 than it is to 4. He'll go with an empty backfield. Hike will go in motion, and now it looks like he will go to the far side in the slot. Two receivers on both sides now. Hike will go back in motion to the near side, and they'll fake it to him. Uphouse will keep up the middle to the 15, and taken down at the 13-yard line. Next play design by Coach Glatzik out of the break. That'll be a gain of 8 for a first down. You know, has 12 carries for 64 yards.
On the carry.
Cooper Hike, on the other hand, has 18 carries for 79 yards and a touchdown. Failed to mention that Uphouse also has a rushing touchdown.
The first and 10 from the 14.
Under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Uphouse, two men in the backfield, two receivers split out wide, one to each side. Broxton to the near, Kane to the far. Hike the tailback. Leonard in at fullback. And off to Hike, left side, gets the 10, and gets to the 6 for a gain of 8.
Number 8, Carter Hike.
Makes
the
2nd and 2. And I'll quickly go to the back of the line of scrimmage and get a playoff.
2nd and 2.
Hand it to Cooper, and a couple of Cubs get through for a tackle for loss. 3 Cubs making the play. First man to hit him, that was Cole Mathis.
He stopped for a loss.
That's a loss of 3. Back to the 6.
The third down.
So it's
3rd and 3.
2:48 and counting left in the third, and movement this time from Nemoth Central. First penalty of the half, 2nd of the game.
Third down is 8.
Nemoth Central making it tough on themselves here. But their offense has been so efficient, I don't think they're too worried about it. Although this is just a little bit of a setback. So now this 3rd and 8 play will be back at the 12-yard line of the Cubs. Clock stopping at 2:46. Rocksterman put it wide to the near side. Everyone else on the line of scrimmage, including Gavin Kane, on the far side of the line of scrimmage, and goes in motion to the near side. Take the pitch to him, driving back, looking to throw in the middle. Pump fakes under pressure, fires it as he's hit and throws it out of bounds.
Pass is incomplete.
Man in the area was Gavin Kane, so that makes it 4th down and 8. They don't kick extra points, so I don't think that they'll go for a field goal here. As now Braden Uphouse will come talk things over with Coach Glatzik over on the sideline before rushing the play over to his teammates. Big play right here for both teams. Humboldt, they get a stop. They got some momentum. They can go down the field and score and make this a game again. As for Nemoth Central, they can possibly put the game away and be up by 4 scores. Here we go. 4th and 8. Quick throw, near side, that's going to be caught by Broxton, and it's going to be a pitch, it's a lateral, it's fumbled by Kane and picked up by the Cubs at the 2-yard line. They tried to hook in lateral, and it did not work. That was a heck of a play call by Coach Glatzik, but it doesn't work as they give the ball up to the Cubs at the 2-yard line. Now the Cubs will have to march down the field 98 yards to try to make this a game again. So 2:35 left to go in the third quarter. They'll just rush it up the middle, trying to get some space back out from their own end zone. As Summer gets a gain of 3. As he gets to the 5-yard line.
Second down, 7.
Last drive was a quick 3-and-out. They got a lot of work to do to make this a game, again, but they have a chance here. Another quick run up the middle by Summer. That one's going nowhere.
Carriers, number 34, Trey Summer.
That play right there, just the 6th of this half. From Humboldt.
He's stopped by a handful of white jerseys.
They haven't been able to get anything going here. Mentioned Trey Summer left earlier with, on that 2nd down play, the last drive. He did punt the ball away. But he is back in now. So third and seven after two ineffective plays. With 1:23 to go in the third, man in motion, Summer, looking to throw, rolling to his right, throwing over the middle, looking for a hole, and trying to go over a body. It's broken up. Nice job by Wade Leonard as it was underthrown, almost intercepted. The hole was able to actually to be the defender on that play to break it up.
He's fourth down and seven.
So Trey Summer is now 5 for 10 with 116 passing yards and two passing touchdowns. It's now 4th and 7, and Summer is going to go ahead and punt this out from the back of the end zone. Gavin Kane is going to try to field this. He's standing at the 32-yard line of the Cubs. A fantastic job answering by the Thunder after a very rare turnover. Here is the punt, and it's a spiral, and this is off the side of his foot. It bounces at the 24-yard line and stops at the 25, so not a very good punt. But again, into the wind, not a whole lot you can do. It's cold, so it's even firmer, and it's into the wind. So just the fact that he was able to punt that 25 yards, or 20 yards actually, I probably wouldn't be able to do that myself. But either way, Nemaha Central will have another chance to score with 109 left to go in the third quarter. Trying to put this game away here in Humboldt, leading 32-12 and go up by four scores. Up house, nobody on the far side, three to the near. Ike in the backfield. Take to him, throw to Leonard, caught at the 19. The 21, trying to get to the 20. He will not be able to. It's a pitch and catch of 4 yards. Leonard with his first reception of the day.
To number 27.
Came into today's game, leading the team in receptions.
Jacket by handful.
Once again, Emaw Central trying to play a little bit quicker, get right up to the line of scrimmage. Josh Gonzalez, the junior, ready to snap it. With 39 seconds left, Kane in motion. Hand it off to him on the sweep. Gets to the 20, and trying to fight to get to the 15, and he does so. It's a gain of 6 for Gavin Kane with 30 seconds left.
Made by number 17,
and they can make that their last play of the quarter if they want. With it going 3rd and 1. With it being 3rd and 1, actually, at the 21-yard line.
We'll
stop just short. I think closer to a half yard. 10 seconds left on the game clock. 17 on the play clock. Maybe trying to draw Humboldt offsides, which they have been able to do 3 times in this half. And that is going to be the end of the quarter. So Nemaha Central leads 32-12 over Humboldt. Trying to get to the sub-state round. Can they do it? Stay tuned and find out. You're listening to our Game of the Week here at 92.1 KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaha Central leading Humboldt 32-12 here from Humboldt. As for the top two teams playing in Class 1A, currently Centralia, number one, leading Olpe 8-7, heading into the fourth quarter. You can listen to that game on our sister station, 103.9 FM. Also on our Sabetha channel, Blue Jays beating up on the Caney Valley Bullpups 47-0. Winner of this game and that game will meet up in the sub-state round. All right, so it is going to be, as we put the field, 3rd and 1 from the 15-yard line for the Thunder. Up house in the gun, Hike in the backfield. Hand off, Hike left side, gets hit. and he's able to get forward progress for a gain of two for a first down. Gets to the 13.
Carries number 8.
Carry number
Cooper
21 Hike. Of the day for Cooper Hike. 86 yards for his day. So
number 34, Trace
starting to get close to that 100-yard mark.
On the
he's been able to accomplish so many times this year. Only a couple times has he not been able to get
run
to 100 yards.
First down.
Opening round of the playoffs being one of them just because they didn't want to have him run too much. Leonard in motion. Handed off to him. Going to the right side. Little stutter step. Gets the 10. Cuts it up the field. And taken down at the 6. I think that's maybe closer. Yeah, they will say the 6-yard line, so again, of 8. That is his fourth carry of the game for 46 yards. Very efficient whenever he gets the ball.
Taking tripped up by number 3, Blake Ellis.
So that makes it 2nd and 3.
Second down and 3.
They're going to say it was the 7-yard line, is where he was taken down. Very difficult to see with this angle. Of house with 10 on the play clock. Takes a snap. And off. Hike. Left side. Gets to the 5 and falls forward. Taken down. Looks like it's 2. So gain of 5 for Cooper Hike.
Number 8.
Trying to get yet another multi-touchdown day.
Tackled by number 15, Cole Mathis.
Now 22 carries for 91 yards.
Be first and goal for the Thunder for the 2.
He'll try to just punch it in from the 2-yard line. Hike certainly can do that himself right here. And that was good enough for a first down, so the first and goal. Uphouse is in the gun. Take the handoff. Uphouse trying to bounce to the outside. He gets hit, taken down. Got to the 1-yard line, but trying to mix it up a little bit. Doesn't work.
24
ball
carrier.
So those just joining us in the last possession for Nemaha Central, they went for it on a 4th and 8 inside the red zone. They tried a hook and lateral play. The throw was short of the line to gain a lateral to Gavin Kane, and he fumbled that as he crossed
the
yard marker. And gave the ball to Humboldt, but they punted it right back, and now Nemaha Central trying to punch it in. Pitch right side to Gavin Kane, trying to get his 3rd touchdown of the day. He's met by a couple of Cubs, but is able to cut it upfield, and he gets into the end zone. Looked like he was dead in the water at the 5-yard line, but somehow able to get his way outside, rather back inside, and got to the goal line, fell forward, and gets his 3rd touchdown of the day. 2nd on the ground. And that makes it 38-12, and all but seals this one. Especially with the way that Nemaha Central defense has been so good this season. Trying to hold their 10th straight opponent to less than 15 points. And they can do so if they can keep Humboldt scoreless for the remainder of these 9 minutes and 49 seconds. They're going to try a PAT here. And it's on the way. Hits the upright and no good. That was Jaden Thomas. Hits the left upright, so it stays 38-12. So again, 9:49 left to go in this one. Nemaha Central up big. Send it to a break. You're listening to our game of the week, 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Gavin Kane, his 3rd touchdown of the day, 2nd by ground. It was from 2 yards out, making it 38-12 with a PAT no good. 25-yard drive with 9:49 left to go in the 4th quarter. That drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Connor Dieters to put this one away once again. Slocum back to return this one. He's alongside Cole Mathis, and back underway. End over end, returned by Slocum at the 16-yard line, gets to the 25, makes a man miss to the 30, and taken down at the 32-yard line. That's where the Cubs will start their 2nd drive, make it 3rd drive of the half.
tackled by number 56.
First drive was a three and out, and so was their second one, but that second one coming, starting rather, at their own 2 yard line after forcing a fumble on a hook and lateral play. 38-12, our score. Humboldt trying to fight, trying to say this game isn't over yet, but the way the Seminole Central defense and offense are both playing, looking like it's all but final. Quick throw in the slot to Sam Hole. A little bubble screen, and he takes it for a gain of just one. What a day for Sam Hole, as that was just his first catch of this second half, and it's actually the first completion of the second half.
Gain of about
two. He has 118 yards on five catches, and funny enough, Trey Summer has 117 passing yards. That's because he's only completed it to one other receiver. That was to Dakota Slocum. That was for a one-yard loss. So he has more receiving yards than Summer does passing yards. How often do you see something like that? Here is a designed run, but no, it's going to be a flip to Sam Hole into the secondary. It's caught at the 49-yard line. Kind of one of those little pop passes for a gain of 11. So the 6'5 junior continues to
first and 10 from the 49.
Dominate the secondary of the Thunder, but not to an extent where he's been able to break away for any plays this second half. That's their first down of the second half with 8:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Summer looks to step up in the pocket, throws far side. That is incomplete, thrown behind Slocum.
After number 15, Cole Mathis is incomplete.
Actually, Mathis, I beg your pardon, had the numbers mixed up there. So Trey Summer is now 7 for 13 with 128 passing yards, but he only has 36 rushing yards. And mentioned this a couple times throughout the broadcast. He hasn't had a game where he's had fewer than 100 rushing yards yet this season, averaging 172 rushing yards per game. He's very close to the 4,000-yard mark in career rushing yards. He already has over 5,000 total yards in his career. But he's not going to be able to get to the 4,000 rushing-yard mark because he's 120 yards short of it. He's not going to be able to get to that mark as there's a quick little slant right over the middle. It's incomplete to Dakota Slocum. Slocum's kind of flopped at the end of that play. Crowd doesn't like the fact that he fell down, but not able to sell the call. Third and 10 from the 49-yard line at the Cubs. It's looking like it's going to be a week 8 rematch between Nemaha Central and Sabessa. That'll be in the sub-state round on the east side of the bracket. Meanwhile, on the west side of the bracket, we got teams like Kingman and Beloit, D8 and D6 winners, and then D7 and D5 winners, Hoisington and Southeast of Saline. Of course, Southeast of Saline, the favorite to win the west, being the number one team in the state. So all four of the winners of the districts in the west side advancing to the sectional round as there was a delay of game backing up the Cubs 5 yards. Pump fake is looking to pass the Summer, going for it all for a hole, way over throwing him this time. Incomplete, step for step, stride for stride, was Aiden Brockstrom, and good job that time for the Nemaha Central cornerback. Makes it fourth down and 15. Dire situation coming up for the Cubs. Looks like they're going to have to go for it. Trying to stay alive as long as they can with 8:19 left to go, trailing again 38-12. Scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. So here we go. Summer in the gun. Four wide receivers set. There's a quick throw and another hook and lateral, this time for the Cubs, and that is not going to work. It was caught by Slocum for a gain of three. The lateral was to Mathis. And right in midfield, it will take over. Cooper Hike still in the game. Left last week's game in the second quarter, left today's game in the second quarter as well for a brief moment. Missed about half of the second quarter, came back, and has played the rest of the way. Uphouse, the senior quarterback, takes a snap, hand off to Cooper Hike up the middle, across midfield, trying to get to the 45, and does so for a gain of 5. So into Cubs territory on the first play of the drive.
Number 8, Cooper Hike.
So how about Cooper Hike responding after battling adversity and coming out and performing very well here this evening? He'll come out for this play as brother Carter checks back in. As Cooper is just 4 yards shy of the century mark, at least according to the statistics that I have in front of me, being unofficial, of course. Braden Uphouse to Carter Hike, and off right side, gets tripped up for a gain of just 2.
Carter Hike.
I'll make it third down and 3. That is Carter's first carry of this second half. He has 4 carries for 26 yards on the day. Had 131 yards and a rushing touchdown last week in relief of his brother's absence. As mentioned last week, he is going to be the future of this team. Getting a look at what we might see next year. No Gavin Kane, no Braden Uphouse, unfortunately. We will get to see a lot of Carter Hike in 2023. On left side, Carter Hike breaks free into secondary, gets to the 25. And take it down at the 21-yard line. Just a taste of what we're going to be seeing for the next 3 years in Seneca, Kansas. Gain of 22 for the freshman. Big 7 opponents better be ready for this young fella. He is a stud. Different running style than his brother. Carter is a guy that can kind of bounce it to the outside, be more horizontal with his runs. Of course, Cooper Hike, right through the tackles, keep those legs churning. What do they say, 3 yards? He's more like 8 yards in a cloud of dust. And off, Hike up the middle, finds a crease to the outside, to the 10, the 5, cuts it to the middle, and taken out of bounds at the 2.
Number 6, Carter Hike on the carry.
And that's a 19-yard gain. Getting 41 yards on two plays.
17, Sam Cove, and number 34, Trey Summers. He first and goal for the 3.
They'll say he was out at the 3, so it's an 18-yard play. But either way, it is another opportunity for Emaha Central to rack up the points. Thunder averaging more than 50 points a game this season. Don't know if they'll be able to get to that. They might be able to. It's still 5:56 left to go. They're going to get close to it, though. Handoff, Hike, up the middle, gets hit. He's trying to push him forward. Goodness. Gets to the 1 yard line. And believe it or not, Carter Hike has actually been more efficient in yards per carry this season, almost averaging 9.5 yards per coat. As where his brother is averaging a measly 8.4 yards per carry. Either way, you pick your poison.
Second down and goes.
So 5:20 and counting left to go. Uphouse is under center with 4 on the play clock. Kane in motion, handoff, Hike up the middle, and he is in.
Touchdown.
1 yard rushing touchdown for Carter Hike. Some insurance points for Emaha Central. It's now 44-12.
Number 6, Carter.
And it's been a valiant effort today from Humboldt, a team from Southeast Kansas that hasn't been able to turn out very many good teams over the years. But them and Caney Valley making it to the sectional round in 2022. Both being upended by a pair of North Central and Northeast Kansas opponents. Snap a little bit low, and that's blocked. So it's no good. They're trying to get another PAT. So it remains 44-12. Nemaha Central, I tell you what, they got to work on some of these two-point conversions. They have, the past few weeks have been a bit of a struggle on PATs and two-point conversions. But either way, they're not too worried about that now. They're big on Humboldt. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on your Game of the Week, 92.1 KMZA.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
KMZA.
Carter Hike with a one-yard rushing touchdown with 5:09 left to go in the fourth quarter. PAT was blocked. That is your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Go online, highlandcc.edu, close to home but far from debt. What a dominant evening it's been for Nemaha Central on this cold evening. Temperatures getting below 30 here. That cold front that came through last night has been pretty brutal, to be quite frank. Here's Slocum on the return, and he is taken down at the 32-yard line. Humboldt hasn't been able to get anything going here offensively in the second half. Only three carries for Humboldt. Back-to-back three and outs. To start the second half for the Cubs.
34-yard line.
Since then, they've been trying to throw it pretty often. They've had some success today over the air. Sam Holes had made some nice plays, but ultimately not enough to stay in this game. Rolling to his right, Summer is met at the 25-yard line, gets away from pressure, throws downfield, and over the head of Hole. Pretty much a jump ball and incomplete. It's that old adage. Close my eyes. He's got to be down there somewhere. Used to be, it kind of originated with Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. Close my eyes.
Bring up second and kids.
Tyreek's got to be down there somewhere, and kind of just gone from there. You could say the same thing about this duo. And Sam Hole has been able to haul in quite a few passes today. And yes, that was intended. 6 for 129, 2 touchdowns. With 6'5 junior, Sam Hole. Evading pressure and taking it is Summer, and he runs to the 41-yard line, a gain of 8. His fourth carry of the half. He has been the only ball carrier in the second half. He has 13 carries for 44 yards. As much as we like to talk about Nemaha Central's offense, their defense has been just as dominant, giving up just 10 points a game on the season. In holding a ball carrier that has not had fewer than 100 yards in the game to just 44 yards here today. Of course, game script has not been in the favor of the Cubs, and that's kind of a rarity for Humboldt. But still, either way, very impressive. Summer running to the right side, breaks away from one man on the stiff arm, gets the first down to the 50, the 45, taking down the 44.
Ball carrier is number 34, Trey Summers.
Closer to the 43, and slow to get up this Summer.
Knocked out of bounds by number 25.
Gain of 13 for Summer.
Be first and 10 from the 43.
So move the chains. Cubs trying to get some stats here at the end, and it looks like now Summer will come out. As he kind of hit his helmet hard on the turf after that play. He's over here on the sideline. Ellis is going to throw, floats one. That's going to be caught by Mathis. He gets the first down to the 31-yard line. So gain of 12. Mathis with his first completion of the day. Excuse me, his first reception of the day. That is Ellis's first completion of the day. So I would assume that Summer's career as a quarterback for the Humboldt Cubs is over. What a career it was. Mentioned coming in today, had over 5,000 total yards and almost 4,000 rushing yards. But it's going to end in heartbreak fashion, losing at home to a very good Nemaha Central team. Flipping it for a first down to Slocum to the 16-yard line, so a gain of 15 that time.
By number 21,
Caleb Strachman. So to Slocum, a couple of catches in this second half. That's 17 receiving yards on the day. Clock stops momentarily to move the chains. Now it rolls again. 3:15 left to go in the game. Chance for the Cubs to put more than 15 up on Nemaha Central for the first time since week one. Ellis looks to the far side. He's going to fire behind his intended target hole, but he snags it, gets the five, and he is into the end zone. Sam Hole gets his third touchdown of the day. And what an athlete this kid is. By the way, Ellis, he is a sophomore, so this could be the duo for next year for the Cubs that could sing in southeast Kansas. So 145 receiving yards for Sam Hole with three receiving touchdowns, but still a blowout loss. And you can't expect anything more from him. He's done just about everything he can. Hand off on the sweep to Slocum. And he gets in for the two. So it makes it 44-20. But either way, Nemaha Central has been rolling here this evening. We'll send it to a break for 30 seconds. You're listening to Thunder Football here at 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, Sabetha, final 47-0 over Caney Valley. It's looking like it is going to be Sabetha and Nemaha Central as Humboldt does get back within four scores. It's 44-20 after Sam Hole got his third receiving touchdown of the day. 16-yarder, 68-yard drive, 2:56 left in the fourth quarter. That drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu.
For Nemaha, the Hike brother.
Cooper and Carter Hike back to return. It's going to be an offside kick, and it's going to be fielded 4 yards after the kick. That's going to be a flag. Tried the little sideways onside kick, but only went, as mentioned, 4 yards before it was touched up by the Cubs. Nemaha Central will move to 11-0 and take on Sabetha in the sub-state round. And meanwhile, looks like they're going to give their, maybe giving their, some of their starters the rest here. Jonah Dieters in the ballgame. Hayden Feldkamp also in at the, on that offensive line. Split out wide receiver is Leighton Thomas. In motion, that is Cooper Kramer. He'll get the carry, gets to the 40, and spun down at the 38-yard line. Also in is Daniel Childress on that offensive line, number 65.
Cooper Kramer with the carry. He's tackled by number 14, Dakota Slocum.
And some of these other numbers for you here. Who else is in the game?
Brings up second to two.
Also in Reese Garrity. Garrity on that offensive line on the right side. On the second and two, 8 yard gain by Kramer, 2:15 left to go. And off bouncing to the outside, getting to the 40, and spun down to the 39-yard line. Ball carrier, that was Carter Rottinghouse.
Number 25, Carter Rottinghouse.
Daniel Childress, 5'9", freshman, is in as well on that offensive
line.
Number
77, Rutter Kaufman. Looks like he's got an injury timeout.
injury timeout. Also in the game, Seth Meyer on the offensive line for Nemaha Central. We're getting some of the secondary players in. As Sam Nordis, Reed McKee is in as well. He's gotten quite a bit of work this season. He has 23 carries for 120 yards and a rushing touchdown, the junior. Hope for him to step up next year with Gavin Kane no longer being on the team. Blake Stahlbaumer also graduating. He hasn't done a ton today, but he's been such a good target for Braden Uphouse this season. He has 9 receptions for 155 yards and 3 receiving touchdowns. Second teamer is coming back on the field for Nemaha Central. Caleb Strotham in a wide receiver as well. Split up wide on the near side. Running house is in motion. Take it to him. Hand off. Left side. And this one goes to Reed McKee, and he gets into the secondary for a first down to the 32-yard line.
Okay.
Nemaha Central, the number 2 team in the state, is still alive.
Back up on number
13. Sebesta, the number 4 team in the state, still alive after defeating Caney Valley. Those two teams will collide next week. We will let you know on our website, mstsports.net, where and when. I guess not when, but where the game will be on our family of stations. Whether it'll be here or KNZA, we have yet to determine that, but we will let you know. As hit hard was Jonah Dieters. Gain of 1, it looks like. With 1:14 left to go.
Number 11. Jonah Dieters on the carry.
Yeah, 11-0. What a feat for head coach Michael Glatzik in his second season at the helm. He'll improve to 18-3 in his career. Not his career, but his record at Nemaha Central. As for head coach Logan Wyrick, he'll fall to 8-6 in playoff games in his career. And by the way, speaking of playoff records, Nemaha Central will now be 15-4 in the last 8 seasons against opponents not named Rossville. Of course, Rossville being in their rearview mirror, defeating them last week 36-13. Possibly a collision course with Southeast of Saline in the state championship game. We will see if that is the case. Should be very interesting. Meanwhile, Axtell taking care of business today against Osborne. They're trying to get to Newton for a second straight year for the 8-man D2 state championship. They get to the sub-state round and their win over Osborne this evening. So, 3rd and 10 from the 33-yard line of Humboldt. Taking a snap, looking to pitch it to the right side and getting it out to Reed McKee. And just driving those legs forward, they're taken down at the 26-yard line, be about 3 yards short of a first down. I'll have to run, I believe, one more play until this one is over. With the Jonah Dieters,
number
quarterback. One thing will be very interesting for the Nemaha Central team next year is who will they play at quarterback? Carter Hike is listed as the backup quarterback to Braden Uphouse. Will he be quarterback or will he be running back? Of course, he could always be a quarterback that is like Trey Summer, who has a lot of quarterback runs. Will somebody step up in the offseason like a Jonah Dieters, possibly? It's a movement. I think it should be an offsides, but they're not going to call it. And they take an E, and that is going to be your ball game. Nemaha Central moves on and wins 44-20. To advance to the sub-state round. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be back here in just a couple minutes with your post-game show here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Do
through their building supply in Seneca right now is featuring some specials for you in their Black Friday Countdown Flyer, featuring hand tools, paint, caulking, DeWalt, and Milwaukee cordless tools, other corded power tools, and supplies you or your handy person might need. Many would make some great gift ideas for the holidays. So pick up a flyer at the store, but hurry. The Black Friday Countdown Specials end November 15th. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca at 105 North 1st Street. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
MZA.
Yamaha Central wins 44-20 over Humboldt. Jared Slovey back with you from a freezing Humboldt, Kansas, here on a post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. All right, so recapping what happened tonight. It all started with the first drive of the game by Humboldt. It was a turnover on downs as the defense for the Thunder stiffened, and they got the ball with Gavin Kane getting a 21-yard receiving touchdown from their own 49-yard line to go up 8-0, converting the two-point conversion. And then on the next Humboldt possession, a high snap on a punt goes over the head of the punter, and it dove on in the end zone for a safety to make it 10-0. Gavin Kane getting a second touchdown of the day, this time on the ground, making it 16-0 on a failed two-point conversion with 11:47 left in the second quarter. Humboldt was able to get their first points of the game on a 38-yard bomb to 6'5" junior Sam Hull, making it 16-6 to keep the Cubs in the game. But Braden Uphouse got a 4-yard rushing touchdown to respond. Humboldt, right before the half, went 76 yards down the field in 52 seconds to make it 24-12 at the break. Right out of the break, Cooper Hike came back in the game after leaving for a short amount of time and got an 8-yard rushing touchdown right out of the gate, making it 32-12 on a 5-minute, 8-second drive. Gavin Kane getting a fumble and a hook and lateral on their next drive, setting up the Cubs at their own 2-yard line where they would punt it away again. And Yamaha Central wouldn't be denied the next time, as it was Gavin Kane getting a 2-yard rushing touchdown, his third of the day, making it 38-12 and putting this game away. Carter Hike and Sam Hull both getting touchdowns in garbage time to put our score at 44-20. So it will be Sabetha. It will be Nemaha Central. Rematch of the Week 8 game. That was a lot of fun. 24-7 was the final in favor of the Thunder between the number 4 and the number 2 teams in the state. That one was in Seneca. And this next game will be in Seneca as well. So looking forward to that one. We'll let you know when that one is, where in terms of our stations we'll be covering that one, because we will be covering that one. Also, by the way, speaking of teams that we cover, Centralia defeats Olpe 8-7 between the top two teams in the entire Class 1A. So now Centralia has a path to the state championship after getting a team that has been giving them issues the past few years as the Panthers get past Olpe and advance to sub-state. A lot of people didn't think they would make it that far. Pretty impressive stuff for Coach Roger Holthouse's team getting the very tough win on the road. All right, so we'll go ahead and now get to our stats from today's contest. Of course, all of these being unofficial. For Nemaha Central, Cooper Hike had 23 carries for 96 yards. Braden Uphouse had a day of 7 completions, 13 pass attempts for 59 passing yards and a passing touchdown. He also had 13 carries for 65 yards and a rushing touchdown. Carter Hike had 8 carries for 69 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. Gavin Kane had 2 rushing touchdowns and a receiving touchdown with 28 rushing yards on 5 carries and 2 receptions for 37 receiving yards. And Wade Leonard also had a nice day on the ground for 4 carries for 46 yards when his number was called. He was very effective. And Eden Brockstrom also had 2 catches for 12 yards. Overall, taking a look at the game stats for the Thunder. So yards, 363 for Nemaha Central, 253 for Humboldt. This is a Humboldt team that was averaging nearly 400 yards total per game. They're held to just barely over a quarter of a millennia. So it was 304 rushing yards to 59 passing yards. So overall, just continuing to get it done on the ground, they surpassed their season average of 271 rushing yards per game, which is always a nice thing to see. So that average will go up. Got to clean up the penalties, though. Had a few at the end of the game. If you want to nitpick, that was one of the things. They had a few line of scrimmage penalties at the end of the game. But overall, hard to be frustrated with anything that Nemaha Central did here today. Of course, the hook and lateral fumble was not great, but again, you're just nitpicking a little bit. Again, our score was 44-20. We'll crown our player of the game in just a bit. You're listening to our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College.
Go back. I don't have anything left.
All right, we'll actually go ahead and do it now. We'll go and crank out our player of the game. Now, we'll go and give it to Cooper Hike, responding after leaving last week's game with an injury, coming back with 23 carries for 96 yards. We'll crown him our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So that is going to be it for our coverage here tonight as Nemaha Central is on to Substate. They'll take on the Blue Jays in Seneca. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'm Jared Sluppy for Kirk Hillman back in the booth. Thanks for listening, and catch you again next week. Again, it's Nemaha Central 44 and Humboldt 20 here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.